Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there is one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this: God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, You Are My God, from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You. This song came to me on October 16th, 1994. And just as a side note, the little drops of rain that you hear occasionally are because it's raining here in Oklahoma as I record this, and my barn is not completely soundproof. I record in my barn studio, so there you have it. Back to the podcast. This song, You Are My God, was born on October 16th, 1994. Let me read something to you from Luke. This is Luke 18:27 in the New American Standard Bible. But he said, the things that are impossible with people are possible with God. Let me say that again. The things that are impossible with people are possible with God. This particular song was born one afternoon before a ministry time at Evangel Fellowship in Spindale, North Carolina. And it's dedicated to Charlie Hopper and the people of Evangel Fellowship. This song came a long time ago. It was during this ministry trip in the early part of my ministry career that the Lord began to teach me and my children a deeper lesson in trust than we had ever dreamed of. After spending the afternoon riding a horse belonging to our, at that time, new friends, the Inmans — the Inmans were Sandy, Janet, and Cody at that time — our children decided that they would like a horse also, of course. Especially my daughter, Annie. Janet, the mom, told me she would agree with us in prayer that the Lord would provide us a horse. So we prayed right then and there, asking the Lord to bring us a horse. And I forgot all about it over the next few days, but not Annie. She kept asking when the Lord would bring a horse to us. And I kept saying, when it's time, he will bring us a horse. Literally 8 days later, while ministering in West Monroe, Louisiana, a couple walked up to me after a worship service and informed me that the Lord had directed them to give us something that would not fit in the offering plates that day. You're ahead of me, I know, but curious now, I asked what in the world they wanted to give us that would not fit in an offering plate, and they said this: we know this may sound crazy, but we believe the Lord would have us give you a horse. Of course he did. Our faith shot up about 1,000% in that moment. We were now the owners of a horse we called Monroe, which was fitting, which means trusting. The name Monroe means trusting. We called him Monroe the Magnificent. He was a beautiful Peso Fino, 2-year-old. But God did not stop there. Since Monroe was an unbroken stallion, we sold him and bought 3 horses for the children. Since that time, we have been given, believe it or not, 2 other horses. This so bolstered the faith of my daughter, Galen, that she asked the Lord for a pet pig. So, of course, while driving home from church one day, soon after that prayer request, we passed a local farmer who seemed to be chasing something through the tall grass of his pasture. We stopped and asked what was going on, and he told us he was chasing his pot-bellied pigs that kept escaping their pen and was going to get rid of them. Of course, we told him we would take them if he didn't want them, and he simply said this: well, if you can catch them, they're yours. And suddenly, Galen had her pigs. She called them Baby Bop and Rex, and they lived with us on the farm for many years. And this leads me to quote to you Psalm 37:4 in the New American Standard Bible. It says this, and I love this. It's one of my favorite passages. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. My point is this: our God is a big God who delights in his children. He takes more delight in us than we take in him. He gives us the desires of our hearts just by delighting in him. We need to trust him with childlike faith, just like my daughters, for that first horse and those pigs. That's the story behind this song. And in this version, it's sung as a duet with my longtime friend, Jeannie Rogers, who served as worship leader for James Robison and Life Outreach International for many years. Jeannie was one of those instrumental people who helped me get my music out to the world. So I wanted her to be a part of this song of worship to the God who delights in his children. Psalm 31:14 says this: but as for me, I trust in you, O Lord, and I say, You are my God. Psalm 63:1 says this, O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Let's delight in the God who delights in us.
You are my God.
I find my joy.
Father, thank you so much for taking delight in our presence. Help us take delight in your presence as you take delight in ours, and teach us to delight ourselves in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 118, verse 28 says this, "You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you." Isaiah 25, 1 says this, "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness." Matthew 18, 3 in the New Living Translation says this, then he said this, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." Let us become as children today, simply trusting our Father by delighting in his presence and by allowing him to lavish his great redeeming love upon us. We can do that, can't we? Today's episode is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. Through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I really do need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And while you're at it, pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be benefited by such a gift. Thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like to know more about me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song "You Are My God" from the live recording "I Will Trust You," just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.